Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has asked the President to dissolve Parliament and hold new elections. That's after a motion of no confidence against him was dismissed without a vote. The Deputy Speaker declared the move unconstitutional. He said it was part of what he called a plot by foreign powers to interfere in Pakistan's democratic process. The opposition believed that it had the numbers to oust Khan after several political allies sided against him. Let's go live to Islamabad. Al Jazeera's Osama bin Javed is there. What's been the reaction to all of this, Osama?
Well, it is a constitutional crisis that Pakistan finds itself in. Right now, opposition members are staging a sit-in at the National Assembly where this no-confidence motion was thrown out by the Speaker, the opposition insisting that it is unconstitutional and illegal. They say they will elect their own Speaker of the National Assembly because they now have the majority. And according to the norms and rules of the Constitution and democracy, the Prime Minister should have faced a vote of no confidence rather than running away from the Assembly. The Prime Minister saying that this is a matter of national interest right now. Pakistan is facing a grave threat from outside, and that's why he's asked the President to dissolve the assemblies. All of this has bearings because of the constitution of Pakistan. And with us is a former judge of the High Court in Lahore, Mr. Mudassir Abbasi. Thank you very much for being with us. Is this a constitutional crisis? Isn't Imran Khan right in saying that he can just dissolve the assemblies and things can move forward towards an election?
As far as the constitutional crisis is concerned, that is there. But in fact, what was required by the constitution and the law was that once the vote of no confidence is moved in the National Assembly, the Prime Minister loses the power to dissolve the assembly. But what has happened today in the National Assembly is that the Speaker of the National Assembly has rejected the resolution which was moved against the Prime Minister, and he has provoked the assembly. Now, after that, the Prime Minister has announced that I advise the President to dissolve the assembly, and in terms of the Constitution, if the Prime Minister advises the President, it is dissolved automatically within 48 hours.
But what's the legal recourse that is available to the opposition? Because they say that they are going to go to the Supreme Court now.
The only legal recourse available to the opposition is to approach the Supreme Court of Pakistan and to file a petition against the act of the Speaker and the orders of the Prime Minister of Pakistan to dissolve the assemblies, and they are going to do that.
And do you think that it is, or if the assemblies are dissolved, things are going to move forward, or the Supreme Court can hold these decisions illegal and they will be back to a no-confidence vote?
Yes, of course. The Supreme Court has got all the powers under the Constitution, Article 184, to declare all the acts of the Speaker and the Prime Minister and the act of dissolution of National Assembly as illegal and unconstitutional. And it has been happening in the history of Pakistan when the General Ziaul Haq, dissolve the assemblies. It was the other side went to the Supreme Court, and Supreme Court said that this act of the President was illegal. But at that point of time, it was observed that since the elections have been announced, therefore, it will be advisable to go on for the fresh elections.
Mr. Abbasi, thank you very much. There you go. That's the update, the legal view on where we are constitutionally in Pakistan as this crisis unfolded. It's a rapidly moving story. In the last few minutes, we've heard from the State Minister for Information saying elections will be held in 90 days. The Minister for Information, who also holds the portfolio of the Law Minister, says that the cabinet of Prime Minister Imran Khan has also been dissolved and he is going to continue to serve as the Prime Minister of Pakistan. So it is a moving story which is going to be very critical, at least for today, because it is the last day, according to the Constitution, to hold this vote of no confidence against the Prime Minister. We've heard from the Leader of the Opposition and the Chairman of the Pakistan People's Party saying they are going to move the Supreme Court. This being a Sunday, it is likely that that is going to happen on a Monday. But if the Supreme Court decides in their favor, if the Supreme Court decides that the decision of the Deputy Speaker of Parliament was illegal, then they will have to go back to square one and hold a vote of no confidence.
Al Jazeera's Osama bin Javed reporting live there from Islamabad. Osama, many thanks.